Heather Daughtry is an actress and host from Los Angeles. Heather grew up with a love for the performing arts, and she was always seeking ways to be creative, like dancing, music, she's even a violinist. But when college came around, Heather, like many others, decided to take a more quote-unquote practical path, and she became a comm major, but she still took every chance she could to get to perform. Leaving college, Heather's new dream was to work in a corporate role, but still close to TV and film. It was a long road, but eventually she did secure that corporate gig. But after some time, Heather had a strange realization. She still wasn't happy. Now, Heather knows what it is she really wants, the one thing that'll make her happy, and she won't let anything stop her from getting there. Before Heather shares her story, I want to let you know that, unfortunately, after more than 115 episodes, we had our first major technical issue. After a lot of work, I was finally able to recover the audio from Heather's interview, but you'll notice it's not the same quality that you're used to. But I really valued Heather sharing her time and her story with me, and I think it's an important story. I think you'll agree. So I decided to go ahead and release the episode. And Heather, maybe we'll check in on you sometime in the future, and I promise it'll be the best sounding episode ever. I'm Bobby Gonzalez, and this is Spoken Dreams.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hey, my name is Heather Daughtry. I am an LA native. I feel like I'm one of the rare LA natives still in LA. I am an actress. I'm a hostess with the mostest. I also am a podcast host and producer with the Cherry Popper podcast. We talk about all first-time experiences in life. I'm just a jack of all trades, or Jackie of all trades, you would say. I've done a little bit of comedy in the background. I've studied at the Groundlings. So, yeah, I just love all things in the arts. I love to perform, and I love to create. I've always loved entertainment. It's always been a passion of mine. Like, growing up, I went to a small private school from K to 8th grade, and I feel like that school was almost a performing arts school. We had the best Christmas programs every year, and I always wanted the acting roles. I always participated. I did the dance there. I started dance class there as well, did ballet and tap, and I even started music. In seventh grade, I started playing the violin. So now that I'm 30, I've learned that just to appreciate your experiences, even if you don't feel like where you are, where you think you should be, like, everything will play a role in the future somehow, some way. It'll help inspire someone. And that's what it's all about, right? Like, inspiring others and just making sure that you're happy and that you fulfill your goals. So in light of that, and growing up in entertainment, It feels a part of me. You know, I love all aspects of the arts, from theater to film to television, music and dance, everything, creating. And so transitioning on to high school, I, of course, did theater in high school. Got a few lead roles there. My first lead role, I was a nerd named Gertie. And that was fun. It was like an interactive diner experience. And yeah, after that, went off to college and studied communication studies. Was battling between changing my major, of course, as most freshmen do. So I was like, I know I want to be in entertainment. I know I love to perform. But then growing up, there's also the opinions from others and like your parents or whatnot. Like, okay, well, we want to make sure that you're successful. Like, let's make sure that you have a full-time job after college, blah, blah, blah. And which I get, you know, everyone has, or most people have their your best interests at heart. So I was like, okay, what do I want to study? Like, it's a matter of doing that research in college. So I went to Cal State Long Beach, go Beach. I started off as a violin performance major freshman year. But so, yeah, I switched, I changed my major from a violin performance major to that being my minor. And then I was like, okay, let me think smarter here. What could I major in that could kind of be versatile? Which if I want, so I can go in any direction I wanted to go to in the entertainment world. And so I chose communication studies. And within my communication studies program, I focused a lot on performance studies. I definitely had those cops in my head where it's like, oh, well, you know, you really want to act, just switch your major to theater, get it over with. Like, I would go to the theater shows. I had a friend who was a theater major, and we'll be in this tiny, tiny little room for their showcases, and I was sitting on the floor, like, everyone's squished up, but it was just such a great experience. Like, I literally felt butterflies being in there, you know, just wanting to be a part of that. But at the same time, I did have storytelling and the interpretive communication courses through my comm department that kind of fulfilled that void for acting or for wanting to do theater. I even auditioned for this troupe that was on campus called Interact Performance Troupe. But yeah, in the back of my head, I always wanted to do theater. And I think growing up as well, I was kind of nervous to say that I wanted to act because of the idea that, oh, you're going to be a starving artist for the rest of your life and all of that. So I in a sense, put my dreams and passions to the side because of the norm, you know? So back then, I had my mind set forth on landing a job after college at a top studio or agency. So I remember I was obsessed, and I don't even know why, I guess because of the name. I was obsessed with CAA. I'm like, I have to work at CAA after graduating college. And not even knowing, you know, exactly what it was about. So I had this huge vision of working at CAA. I was like so excited to wear like business attire every day and just feel like a boss, you know, walking through the halls. And then of course I learned about the mailroom and I'm like, okay, well, I have to do whatever it takes. I'll do whatever it takes. You know, I just had that post-grad fire within, you know, like wanting to land the perfect role so I can go and tell the world like I'm at CAA, like I've made it. You know, like I'm just gonna be a top exec. Like that was my dream for a long time. And so after graduation, I ended up at Cheesecake Factory. Life, right? So I'm at Cheesecake Factory. And I feel like now looking back at my whole experience, I'm like, were these signs? Like I've always wanted to act. And here I am after graduation with a whole degree and I'm at a restaurant. So I'm like, a lot of actors work at restaurants so they can have that flexibility to audition and everything. But, you know, I was kind of like learning and navigating everything on my own. So it was just a matter of trial and error. And then back then, I still had the mentality or the vision of working in corporate America. So that didn't click with me. So I'm like, oh, I got it. Like, I'm at a restaurant, blah, blah, blah. I've had a job in every field, in a lot of fields, like from hospitality. I did like a live-in caregiver role for a month in Laguna Niguel. And then by night, I would still like practice because I did dance. I did stepping with my sorority. I worked on a food truck. I've been a fashion assistant. So after the whole restaurant life transitioned and all of the other roles that I just mentioned moved on, my last like gig was working on set as an office PA for this film. And I turned down my first corporate gig. I had a friend working at a staffing agency, and I was reaching out to her. And I was like, I need a job in entertainment, like anything. You know, at that point, I was like open for like any assistant job or receptionist job just to get my foot in the door, the normal. And so she finally reached out. She was like, oh, there's something at like this digital marketing or digital distribution company. And I turned it down because I had my office PA gig, even though I knew that was short term. But I just knew that I wanted to be on set. So even from back then, I was like, I want to be on set. Back then, I was still on the fence between like wanting to go the acting route, but also wanting to secure the bag with the corporate gigs. So shortly after, I got laid off from the office PA job because they went over budget. And so we got cut, and then I called her. I was like, is that job still open? And then she said yes. And then I started literally that next Tuesday. And what I thought was a receptionist position turned into a marketing coordinator and assistant role. And that was my first corporate experience. I'm definitely grateful for all of my corporate experiences because I've learned so much about the business side of things. I was still working with films and entertainment. After that role, I worked at NBC for a little bit in brand marketing for home entertainment. And then after that, I worked at an agency where I did social media marketing and influencer marketing, which was really cool. I met so many great people along the way from all of those three positions. And I just kind of like have been navigating my way throughout the corporate world, trying to find what it was that I truly wanted to do, what it was that truly made me happy. And I realized that it was none of the above. None of the above. I literally, the one thing that makes me happy is being on a stage, being in front of people, making people laugh, and just being my true self, you know? Or like telling stories, tapping into other people's stories. I just feel a lot of growth through all of my past jobs. And I don't, like in the past, I would say like, oh, I regret like working here and not, going after what I want. But everything comes full circle. I feel like there's a purpose behind every situation, every story, every experience, whether you grow from it, you learn from it. Yeah, fast forward to my present day, I made the decision to quit my job, my full-time job, that I worked so hard to get. And I felt so ungrateful. I'm like, this is everything that I wanted, but I still wasn't like happy and didn't feel fulfilled. And so at that moment, and then I was coming up on my 30th birthday, I'm like, look, it's time for me to do what I love. There's money to be made. Things will work out and be aligned anyway. Like, there's no need to move in fear. Because why? I'm just gonna be sitting behind this desk, hunched over with pain in my back and not happy. Like, no, I want to perform. I'm seeing like people get booked. I'm booking people for different hosting opportunities. And I'm like, I wanna be the host, you know? So yeah, I just felt right. So I put in my 2 weeks notice and I went to Bali and I came back and just started to grind. As I mentioned, I have a podcast. I already have like my backstage account. I've already created like short content myself. So now I have more free time to really like focus on my projects and really bring things into completion this year. It feels refreshing. And so far, like this first week in January, I've had an awesome audition just this past Friday, which I made it to the top 5 out of like 30 people in my group, which was amazing. And I'm like, wow. This is my life right now. I don't know, I just feel happy. it's so rewarding to really go after what you want. I'm working towards my EGOT award, okay? Like, I need that. I need all of it. That's definitely on my list, and I'm not afraid to say it. I'm not afraid to dream big, because anything is possible. I want to be on Broadway. I really, really want to be in The Lion King, specifically. That is a goal that I plan to achieve. I would also like to have, I would like to be on SNL. And I would also like to host, like a host for like a competition, a competitive show. And so, yeah, those are some of my goals. Looking back at my whole past experience and all of those bumpy roads and turbulence and all of that that I've gone through in life, my first piece of advice that I would give someone who, you know, might have those similar breakdowns and feel like, oh, like life is just going opposite of what they planned, I would just say, like, one, it's okay to have those feelings, like those emotional feelings of uncertainty, because we don't know what the future holds, you know? But don't dwell on that. Don't dwell on the what you think is negative and what you think is going wrong at the moment, you know, because you're just passing through that. It's temporary. Just try to keep positive, keep great positive people in your circle who you can trust and who will be a listening ear to you, and tell a joke or two, laugh, you know, like keep a smile on your face. Life is too short. Be happy.
Really good advice from Heather Daughtry. If you want to keep up with Heather, find some links on the website, ktla.com/spokendreams. Also, check us out on Instagram and Twitter. We're at KTLA Podcasts. And you can find my personal social on Instagram at Sounds Like Bobby. A very special thanks to those of you who have subscribed to the podcast, shared it, and left a review. Doing so really helps us keep delivering you this kind of content. Thanks for listening. And until next time, break a leg.